This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. He covers MLB for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big win for our Braves last night. And let's talk about Sean Murphy because he was the story, right? I mean, he comes back.
I believed in him the whole time, Carl.
He comes back. And Grant, he's the spark last night. And listen, I believe, and I've been saying this, I think he's going to be much better than he was last year. Okay, so is this the start of a great season for Sean Murphy?
Well, hopefully so, and I know that that was Sean's goal coming into spring training. There's just no two ways about what 2024 was for him, or more to the point, what it wasn't for him. And nobody was more aware of that than Sean Murphy, of the 2 months that he missed with the oblique, feeling like he was kind of behind the eight ball, and then staying back in spring training, he just never felt like he got right, even when he was feeling healthy and the oblique wasn't a problem anymore. And clearly we saw that in the, you know, the performance at the plate, which was lackluster to say the least. So the Braves believed in him big time, so much so that they felt like, okay, we've made the commitment to him in 6 years and, what, $73 million. He's got to be the guy behind the plate on a regular basis. As soon as they go that route and Travis d'Arnaud's option is declined and he goes to the Angels, well, of course, Sean Murphy, unfortunately, gets befallen by another injury. But he was able to get through all of that, and last night was just, I think, a gentle reminder that this guy does have some serious potential at the plate. He certainly has value behind the plate, and for the Braves to be where they want to be this year, Sean Murphy has, I think, an important role to play, and not just for 2025. Obviously, they believe in this guy enough to give him that six-year contract. So the Braves want to see the ROI, and Sean Murphy wants to get his career back on track. So last night, it was one game, but certainly a great first impression in 2025 for Sean.
Is there anything to be worried about or concerned, or just early and he's working through Cy Young Award winner? But Chris Sale has given up some runs so far.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot in the first couple of starts that had me concerned at all. As far as the Philly start was, or what it wasn't, I guess, it just didn't seem as crisp for him. I think that would probably be the word. The fastball was there at times, but kind of tapered down as he went on. But as I've talked about, Chris Sale knows his body better than anybody else. So if he was dealing with anything that he felt like was going to curtail his effectiveness, he's not going to take the ball and go out there. He's been through enough, I think, in his career that he knows that discretion is typically the better part of valor. But putting all of that aside, this is someone that I think early in the year maybe still just kind of working his way into that routine, and we can expect some bigger things from. But I do think for Braves fans, it's certainly, you can be validated to be nervous about some of these things, because we've already seen what happened with Ronaldo Lopez. So it does give you a little bit of a pause. But as far as the jump to conclusions, Matt, is concerned, I wouldn't break that out just yet.
Okay. Who's the gentleman we've picked up from the Astros? What is his role going to be? How is he going to help our team, Grant?
Well, that is kind of a jury's out situation. I think this was a case of let's try another veteran reliever and see if there's anything there. The Astros obviously were motivated to get rid of him, to open up a roster spot, and they're going to be covering the freight for most of his $11.5 million salary. So Rafael Montero is the pitcher that the Braves picked up for cash considerations and a player to be named later. A great year in 2022. He was a big part of the Astros team that won the World Series, but the last couple of years have really been rough for him, especially 2024. His strikeout rate cratered, but looking at his early returns this year, fastball averaging 95-plus miles per hour. He's got a lot of swing-and-miss potential. If you look at the StatCast, you know, values for him, it's somebody that they see some upside in, and they're getting somebody else to pay for it. So we'll see how long this, you know, factors into Atlanta's bullpen plans and, you know, what maybe they found here. But you're always going out and trying to get a little bit more, I think, and just for the Braves, this is an option to maybe bring in another veteran, a hard-throwing guy that can help them out in some kind of situation, some way, shape, or form, as they try to get this bullpen really, I think, to a situation where it's just a lot more congealed. I think there's still some question marks out there, and that's pretty fair to say if we've watched this team over the first 9, 10 games of the year.
Yeah. I loved him in Princess Bride.
No, it's a different guy.
There you
my name is Rafael Montero.
That's,
you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Montoyo. This is a Montero.
What's that? Please, Grant.
That
I know my movies.
Montoyo.
Anyway, please, Grant. It's Grant. Grant's with us, guys, here on the Wait4.com hotline. Talking about the Braves and a big win last night. Just looking for, you know, a sign. We said earlier, Grant, that, you know, the Dodgers, after looking like the best team on the planet, they've lost a couple of games. So as you pointed out, it is a long season. But things we're looking for now, it's the other guys. We know what we're going to get from Chris Sale. We know we're going to get from Schwellenbach. Hopefully we're going to get more from Schwellenbach. Can the bottom part of the rotation hold the line, you know, for another week or two? I know you mentioned it last week for guys who missed it. Strider returns next week?
Yeah, so you get Spencer Strider back, and whether or not he plays the role of the Dread Pirate Roberts or whatever the case may be, as far as Francis Wyatt, you know, jokes are concerned, I do think that this is a rotation that even without Reynaldo Lopez could still have some high talent, you know, high octane arms that are giving the Braves what they need. They need health first and foremost. We talked a little bit about it with Sale, but more so we're talking about it for Spencer Strider, who looks great his last time out. 5 1/3 hitless innings, 8 strikeouts. He wasn't necessarily ready to say, all right, everything's all the way back, but he's got one more tomorrow. He should have eclipsed 90 pitches. At least that's the plan, unless he's just way more effective and throws 7 innings. I think you'll take that outcome as well. And maybe that next turn in rotation will come in 5 or 6 days for the Braves at the big league level. But let's not bury the lead on the start of the season for Braves pitchers in general. Spencer Schwellenbach has, I feel like, moved front and center of everyone's mind. And that's saying a lot when you think about Chris Sale had a triple crown, won a Cy Young last year. Spencer Strider is who he is. But people are buzzing in the industry and around baseball about what Spencer Schwellenbach is, what he's become in a very short amount of time, and how he has done it, going from a college shortstop slash closer who immediately had to have Tommy John upon being drafted and finds himself at the big leagues with a 6-pitch mix that is as good as you're going to find of any pitcher of any age with any amount of experience. So long story short, I think this can still be a good rotation, but they need some performance. They obviously need some help to get that thing done.
Yeah, it's interesting the background you just gave about Swelly and
right
how where he is right now. I don't even know if most of our listeners, you know that history, but the point is, guys, he's had to grind to get here. He's had to grind to get here, and I think that's paid off for him in his preparation. All right, what about tonight, Grant? Grant Holmes, it'd be great because we just beat Wheeler. It'd be great to get two in a row on these guys. Does it get any easier for us tonight taking on Walker?
No, well, Taijuan Walker is clearly not the strong suit of that Phillies rotation, which is a very good one. And we're going to see Jesus Luzardo and Spencer Schwellenbach in the finale tomorrow, but we'll get to that later. This is really, I feel like, a good matchup for Grant Holmes. It's going to be a tough lineup, don't get me wrong. The Phillies showed last night what they did to Chris Sale. They can jump on a good pitcher early and pile up a lead, but if he's attacking the zone the way that he has, I think that Grant Holmes has a chance to kind of get himself on track. Clearly, the Dodgers were a tough assignment first time out, but this is a guy that showed us last year in a variety of different roles. It wasn't smoke and mirrors. He's got a good mid-90s fastball, a great breaking curveball. I just feel like, you know, there's value there. Is it going to be in the starting rotation all year long? I don't know, but it was certainly worth and is worth finding out what he could offer you there, especially now that you have the question of Reynaldo Lopez not being around for several months at the very least. So we'll see what he's able to do with this opportunity. I know he's excited about it. He's a very soft-spoken, very humble gentleman, but I think that arm speaks volumes when he's out there. So hopefully he can give the Braves the kind of performance they need, and the bats can do the kind of stuff they did last night. Clutch hitting, manufacturing runs. We had sacrifice bunts. We had guys who decided not to catch fly balls for the Phillies. They'll take that again. Charity, whatever the case may be. But I do feel like the Braves offense, sometimes a night like that, will just get you going, get your confidence up, and you'll start feeling like, okay, maybe we are back on track. And that can obviously have an effect on a team that's gone through the lull here early that the Braves did with runners in scoring position.
It is GMAC, Grant McCauley with his guys who are live from Augusta here at Twin Peaks for the Masters. And again, the Braves, I thought last night, taking advantage of some of the Philly mistakes, Real Muto was really having a bad night behind the dish. And yeah. Austin Riley got an advantage of one of the double one he earned. Austin, real quick, Grant, because you're in the clubhouse, you're speaking to these guys, especially down in spring training. Is Austin as laid back, or just is this just kind of a soft country boy? Because we were talking about, like, who's the voice in that clubhouse? You know, not that, you know, hopefully they're turning things around, but is he a guy that's cool with that role if it does fall on his shoulder?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Folders.
I think that he is, and there's something to be said for the timing. I mean, because I don't know about you, but sometimes even if you know something's going, you know, isn't going the way that you want it to, and you just keep hearing it from the same people over and over again, but it doesn't really affect you or you don't really feel like they're connected enough, you start to kind of tune that stuff out. And I'm not saying that that's happening on a regular basis. I'm just kind of speaking from my life experience. It's got to be the right person, I think, at the right time in a lot of cases. And that's a clubhouse that, yes, it has had some leaders in the past that I think may have seemed a little more front and center, like a Freddie Freeman, who early in his career, I don't think he wanted that mantle at all. And that's from being around Freddie. And I think he would probably say that, but he grew into it. And I think that that's the opportunity that, you know, Austin Riley, that Matt Olson, that Sean Murphy, that, you know, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., all these guys. I mean, and nothing against the Chris Sales and Spencer Striders. Those are guys that take the ball every fifth day. But from the regular everyday guys that are in the trenches with you, Michael Harris, that's another one to throw out there. They are going to become voices in that clubhouse. There doesn't have to be one overriding, but there does need to be accountability one to another. And I don't think that that is a problem. Even if the results aren't there, it doesn't mean that the effort's in question. And I do think that Austin Riley, to come all the way back and try to answer your question, he may seem soft-spoken, but this is a competitive, hard-working guy with a lot of accountability. And what he said like about a week ago after that game where he was really just taking it on the chin about, man, this is just, I'm not where I need to be. this isn't acceptable, this isn't working. There's some self-realization there and some accountability that I think is an important part of what they're doing. But it's also, I think, key to not get lost in the bad times and let those compound. And I think that's something that the Braves were really smacked around with on that road trip to start the season and obviously this slow start to the year.
Great stuff, Grant. Let's see what the Bravos can do tonight. We'll talk more about the lineup coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Grant, thanks again. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.